do. What are you learning?
I've been speaking to the Venezuelan opposition about their reaction to this, and I'm told that the opposition leader, Machado, has been in touch with governments across the world following this operation. That includes the government of France, President Emmanuel Macron, but also, and this is crucial, governments in Latin America, Argentina, Ecuador, Panama, Paraguay, who I'm told have shared with the Venezuelan opposition their shared desire in, quote, restoring the will of the people. I think this is important, Sarah, because here is the opposition saying that they are getting support from other countries for the opposition's role in the future of Venezuela post-Maduro. And that's, of course, crucial, Sarah, because as you and I were speaking earlier, President Trump in his comments from Florida earlier today seemed to leave that question open, right? He said the U.S. will be running the country. He raised some questions about the degree of support that Machado has in the country of Venezuela, which is crucial given that it is the wide view of observers of the most recent election that Machado actually won and not Maduro, that would give, presumably, and certainly in the eyes of many countries in the region around the world, legitimacy to her claims to leadership in any sort of post-Maduro government. But the opposition saying here that they are in touch with governments around the world and getting that kind of support, right, as I said there, for restoring the will of the people in the country of Venezuela. But at this point, remains very much an open question as to what the process will be to decide who leads the country next and where the U.S. will be in that process. Who will it support, right? And does that include the opposition?